We found that some participants carry their self-monitoring devices with them in their bag to monitor on the go. Joanne explained how she carried her BP monitor in her handbag, so it was always to hand and something monitored in secret.
I'd do it when no one was in the house, which is always sort of embarrassing because they were like, what are you doing with that again? You need to give over. It's got ridiculous. And it had, really. I would just take it with me all over. So it was something I did secretly because I was embarrassed, because I knew it was a bit of a weird thing to do. But it's like I needed that assurance.
Joanne, aged 35, participant who measures her BP.
For Joanne, monitoring in private was related to avoiding disapproval of her family, who thought she was overly concerned about her blood pressure, her feelings that high blood pressure was the result of her lifestyle choices, and the embarrassment of how monitoring was related to her anxiety and panic attacks. Joanne's account is unusual, but it is important because it illustrates that family and personal networks may not always support self-monitoring, and that the presence of a monitor may open up sensitive issues to unwanted scrutiny.